You can take your Bibles, and we'll start off in Isaiah, chapter 43. I wanted to share a little bit on everybody's New Year's resolution and how you can keep them. But, what did I say, 43? My New Year's resolution, I thought of a good one would be to just focus on God and leave the past behind. So, if you don't have a resolution, that might be a good one.
Isaiah 43?
Yes, sir. 43, and we'll just read 18 and 19. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. I've got to remember when we're reading the Bible, it's God talking. "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So I always think of it when I hear stuff like that about a teaching someone did way back in the ministry that was God will make a way where there is no way. Even in the desert, when you're in desolate places, he can make a way for any one of us to keep having the best and to keep going with him and being supplied with whatever it is we need. And I thought that, you know, it says, "Remember not the things of old." You know, don't just forget the crap that we've been through in our past, but now's the time to start fresh. You know, I mean, every day, right? What does it say? Morning by morning, new mercies we see with God. So we can start every day fresh, not just the new year, you know. In Proverbs, chapter 4, with God, every day is a fresh and exciting adventure. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. And this is cool because God wants us to keep our eyes focused on him, and I believe he said it in one of the manifestations. It says in verse 25, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." So to ponder means to prepare. And the best way we can prepare is by looking to God. Do what he would have us to do. Because God's way is ultimately going to be the right way every time. So, and then it says, "Let all thy ways be established." And those established means to be sure, ready, and certain. And the way we have sure readiness in certain ways is by going to his word and looking and doing the things of his word. go back to Isaiah chapter 41. Starting verse 10. 10? Yeah. "This fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed." Dismayed means to be bewildered or dim. So God doesn't want us to be dismayed, bewildered. He doesn't want us to be dim. "For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." And that word perish means they'll just kind of wander away. You'll be done with them. "Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, that they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught." And there's plenty of that going around now in this crazy world. But God says we don't have to be dismayed, and he will strengthen us. We don't have to be dim. And that word strengthen means to be alert mentally, not dim. And that's how we get not dim, when we keep looking to God and His way. Jeremiah, next book over. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. This is, these are great verses here. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." So God's telling his people that he, you know, his thoughts of us are really wonderful. He's never, ever mad at us. He's never, ever at odds with us. So he wants us to think about him. It says, "And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." And it mean, basically means he's paying attention to us. That's his lifelong thing he likes to do. He likes to pay attention to us, his people. So that's pretty good. Joshua. Joshua, verse chapter 1. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. We all know this is when Joshua was going to be taken over for Moses, right? And I'm sure he was a little maybe apprehensive or just, you know, not sure maybe, but look at what God tells him. Verse 9 says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." He's with it. He was with him like he's going to be. He is with us too. He's always with us every step we take. He's in us. And he always wants to do for us. Like I said, he's never at odds with us. We may be at with him at some times, but that's the point of going to the Word and getting the Word in your heart, so we're not like that. So we really believe that God is, you know, he's always for us. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3. And we'll start, we're just going to read two verses. Verse 13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting what? The things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Forget the past. Reach forward. Go with God. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So that's what we're to do. We're to move ahead with things. Forget all the junk of the past. Go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, verse 1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us." The sin that, you know, the devil always likes to bring out multiple times throughout our days and lives. "And so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand." Where am I in the right spot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm in Hebrews. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm looking at Hebrews and I'm looking at Philippians. I'm like, this ain't Philippians. Sorry. All right, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. So if you get wearied about your sin consciousness or anything in your life that you get wearied about, think about, it says, consider him. Consider Christ, who laid down his life for us with great joy. And that's a good thing to consider. He's a good thing to consider because he did everything right. He did everything perfect. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, we'll start verse 1. It says here, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. So that's a great thing, too. We're justified by faith. It's just as if we never sinned. Remember that definition? But we have peace with God. And that's amazing. That, again, he's not at odds with us. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So we do have tribulations in this life, but we have a hope that gets us through that. And there's no greater thing than to have that hope of Christ's return, because we know that all of the things we do or the things that happen to us, it's all going to come to an end someday, and it's going to be glorious. We have that great hope. 1 Peter chapter 5. And verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you what?
Perfect.
Establish, strengthen, and settle you. And that word settle means it's like laying a good foundation. And what better foundation could we have than that of our Heavenly Father lays for us as we keep going to him and believe in him. Ephesians chapter 1. Now this is a good one. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And I love that word enlighten. It means to brighten up, to shed rays. We never have to be in the dark in any situation. Anywhere we go, we have the light of Christ in us, and we can know what's going on in a situation. We can walk into a room and know if there's something not good there, or walk into a grocery store and know maybe there's someone that wants to hear God's word or whatever, but we can know it because he's enlightened us. And then verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And we have that power in us. We have wonderful power. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, which is right around the corner, kind of. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. And we'll start verse 1. Says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is what?
Amen.
Faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That's, those verses are, I mean, right there, you could close the book and live your life so wonderfully. He's gonna establish us, steadfastly set and strengthen us. And that's what God does, because we have his spirit, and he can do that for us. Romans, again, chapter 15. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope. Who wants to abound in hope? We all do. Because we know that our end is the hope, which is a never-ending thing. Bound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So we have that hope. and all this is not for naught. It's not for nothing. We'll go to Proverbs here. So in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3. You know what we're going to read here. This in verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our paths. When we acknowledge God, he directs our paths, and our paths will be straight and wonderful and beautiful. But when we let the world direct our paths, it's going to be a little rocky. So our job is to choose God's path. And last verse here in chapter 19 of Proverbs. Proverbs 19 and in verse 21. We all know this wonderful verse. It says, there are many devices in a man's heart. And the world will try to fill us more and more with their devices. And that's where we can't let it happen. But it says, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. So in the many, many ways that the world tries to distract us, our job is to let the counsel of the Lord stand. And we'll be better off for it.